how did David Skinner, how did he kind of have contact with the community? How would he approach them? Did he set up groups?
Yes. He loitered with intent. Basically, he would hang around in the streets, bump into people, get to know them, drop into pubs, get to know them, talk to them. And very quickly, one person puts you into... You've got a network very quickly if you're that sort of person, if you can easily talk to others and make friends, which he was good at. So he was a bit like a detached youth worker, except he was involved in with adults as much as the youth, and always worked in... He never had an office as such, though he used the vicarage, and he lived in the flats, so he had his own house, though we tried to keep that as private as we could, because his wife had a job and a life of her own. We didn't want that to become his drop-in place. But he operated in that detached way and was good at it. He was very involved in a project called the Broomhall Adventure Playground, which was to set up a play area for young people in the area, because there was very little play space in Broomhall at that time. And that, I think that's probably gone now, but that existed for the whole of the time that I was there, and was a great place for the kids to go. And from that, lots of other groups proliferated.
How did he go about getting it built?
He formed, well, I'm not sure that he formed it, but he helped to put together a committee of local people, and they begged, borrowed, stole, well, perhaps not stole, but begged, borrowed, and persuaded people to come and work setting this thing up with, you know, hanging ropes and things to jump over and sandpits and all sorts of things for kids to get involved in.